Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has long admired the sound Jane Ira Bloom gets on the problematic soprano saxophone, which can be hard to play in tune. Kevin says Bloom's new album, 16 Sunsets, really plays to her strengths.
Kurt Vile's My Ship, played by Jane Ira Bloom. That glow around her notes comes from a very simple special effect, pointing her horn under the hood of a piano whose strings are free to resonate. Bloom has always been preoccupied with sound and has one of the prettiest, clearest tones around on soprano saxophone. She never sounds better than on ballads, and on her new album, 16 Sunsets, she plays over a dozen, including a few associated with Billie Holiday. You can tell Bloom knows the lyrics to Good Morning Heartache, even when her phrases depart from the words. Billie Holiday is a good role model for how to vary and honor a melody at once, how to put in some heart and bring out the blues in it. Jane Ira Bloom can tap into the soprano's piercing quality, but her default tone is round and overtone rich. It's almost as pure as a classical saxophonist, but Bloom, the jazz musician, may custom tailor each note, inflecting it with a distinct vibrato or shading the pitch. She may let a note linger or clip it short, play it clean or coarse, or ascend to her steely high register. Jane Ira Bloom on Darn That Dream. Bassist Cameron Brown and drummer Matt Wilson keep those slow tempos moving. The younger Brooklyn pianist Dominic Fallicaro has the sweet and sweeping stuff down, but I wish he always caught the bluesy undercurrents in the standard ballads the way he does on the Billie Holiday tunes. This is her Left Alone. One reason Jane Ira Bloom's ballads are usually so effective is the contrast with her fast numbers. On 16 Sunsets, only a couple of songs outrun or even approach a medium tempo. One of those is her oldie Ice Dancing, a bright tune with a tango tinge and a catchy ending like a mousetrap snapping shut. But in the long run, this program of nonstop beautiful ballads starts to seem like too much of a good thing. Yeah, That's right. We're complaining about an overabundance of riches.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure, Downbeat, and E-Music, and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed 16 Sunsets, the new album by saxophonist Jane Ira Bloom.